Bats, bats, bats. Makes me think, what would Matt Damon's mom say about bats?
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, what do I think of when I hear badass teacher?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I heard badass teacher for the first time when it came out of Diane Ravitch's mouth at her book talk when her second book came out. And it hit me. See, that is a strong name. That's a name that puts you on alert, right?
Right.
And you say, all right, if someone's calling themselves a badass teacher, they've got to be critically aware. Mm-hmm. They've got to be alert. They're not afraid. Mm-hmm. They must know what's going on, and they must be saying something about it. And I'm not that familiar with the badass teachers, though I have now a couple of good friends on the DEY advisory board who are working with them. And but it seems to me they've got to be, you know, fearless. They've got to be, well, they're not, you know, they're not people in the field for 2 years. They're probably dedicated teachers. They probably know kids. They probably really care about their work, and they know what's going on. This is all that name conjures up for me, that you have to be understanding what's happening in the field and be willing to stand up and say something about it.
Yeah, it's one of those names, you know, like you don't name your son Spike and then
right.
think he's going to play the cello.
Exactly. Or a musician named Edge.
That's right, you know? Edge.
Yeah. And I love this name. It's a name that makes you wake up. That's probably the best thing about it. It makes you wake up. And that's what we need, because everyone is sleeping their way through a complete educational disaster in this country.